This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
So it's super early right now. We usually don't do episodes on the weekend. Especially Saturday, but this is a little different.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of different, as you guys know, there's been so many things happening on social media right now and so much controversial stuff. And we got dragged into it. We've ignored it for 8 weeks. Well, we tried to ignore it. And we've gotten 8 weeks of harassment. And now we're being accused of getting paid from the housewives. There's been so many false things being said, and it's time we give our side and move on. And we really mean this by moving on. Like, we're done. Like, after this, we're done, unless something like crazy, crazy, crazy happens.
Yeah.
But before we do, like, we really want to say thank you to all of our listeners. You guys have been amazing. Everything we said, even like last night, I was on social media going off, and you guys are just so cute and always have our backs, and we couldn't do it without you guys. So really, 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 we are so grateful, and thank you so much. So let's talk if we are getting paid, Roxanne. Are we getting paid?
I know this comes up, and a lot of the times people just, you know, assume, or I feel like in every franchise it's accused or something, but we have never been paid from a housewife, from a house husband, from anyone on reality TV. So we want to remind you guys something, especially if you're, you know, just a casual listener, whatever. We work outside of this. We both have corporate jobs, one that I've been at for 10 years. On top of that, I have All About TRH, a paying blog. We have this podcast that we both get paid on. We would never or have ever asked a single person for money. You will never see screenshot, anything that says we're getting paid, nothing. You'll see only us saying, absolutely not, we do not get paid. We would be mortified to ever accept money. And we have never had any person offer money. So we have never gotten a gift or a gift card. We'll come back to this money topic and gifting, because housewives do give things to people. So we'll talk about that. But we also have lives outside of this. I have 4 kids, a newborn. And if you follow me on Minimalish Mom, you will see that I'm very involved in my children's lives. You know, my biggest goal in life is to give my children everything, make sure they are happy and loved. And Chantel just got married.
Hey.
Yeah. So we hang out with our families on the weekend. A lot of the times we do miss things. So people DM us stuff they catch, which we appreciate, because we miss a lot, because we do have lives outside of this. We have a huge following on All About TRH. So, you know, we do have to keep people updated at the end of the day. So, I mean, we were hesitant to do this episode because there are, you know, 5 accounts on social media who weaponize everything we say at the end of the day.
Yeah, and they typically have a different, like, target, but they use the same tactics on social media. So, like, they harass, they twist everything we're saying, and they just hit on us.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
And honestly, one of the accounts even, like, wish ill on your children before, even your child before it was born. Like, it's just, like, crazy, crazy things that I've seen. It's been so nasty. And yeah, they just all hide on their faceless accounts. And I know, like, a lot of trolls do this, but it's gone so bad that we're attacking each other, and it's too much.
Yeah, it's super nasty.
And anyways, though, we always want to respond to accounts and we have built amazing relationships, but this is why this has happened, because, you know, there's been bad seeds, and it's a learning lesson. Like, we respond to every single person, and someone can say the nastiest things and we'll just give out laughing faces or be like, haha, right? We're not saying go and, like, go do this and go do that, but we're just responding to you guys, responding to our opinions.
Which we've gotten so many people who DM us and say, oh my gosh, like, when people DM me, I respond to it, and it is what it is. So,
and I think this is what led to what we're about to talk about, basically. Yeah. This is how this relationship fostered. Yeah,
right. Like, how everything happened. So we had an account who was Love Love Gabriella, aka Melissa's Old Nose, aka All RHONG Facts, who found us on Instagram, and they would absolutely gas us. They would say the loveliest things to us, say what a fan they are, post our content. They were so nice and supportive of us. They complimented. It was a bit much at times. Like, Chantal would be like, who is this? You know, because it was a bit much at times. But
I would leave it on red for you, because I'm like, I can't sometimes. This is too much.
She was
love bombing.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was. So she was a Teresa fan. And you guys know we're tree huggers for life. We'll always admit that since 2010, whenever she came on the show. So this person's account, I know some of you guys are like, what does this have to do with anything? But there's a lot. So her real name was Gabriella. She spoke about having 2 children and a niece and a successful husband. She told us she was Catholic. She goes to church. You know, she just started watching New Jersey during COVID, and she would just, like, always reach out to us. You know, she was a hardcore account. She had screenshots for everything. She was on top of everything on social media, but sometimes she was very, very aggressive. Nothing wrong with that, because fan accounts can choose how they want to be, but sometimes it was really intense. Like, she literally would spend holidays on her phone finding stuff on social media to post. She'd be up at like 6:30 a.m. You know, it was a lot, but, you know, we were cool with her. She supported Teresa. She supported Jennifer. And she would send them like a million articles a day that, you know, we have seen, in hopes that they respond. Then she would come back and say how she spoke to them. She did this with several accounts. The amount of accounts who have come to us and shown us, like, what she would say to them and all that stuff. I don't know. She always wanted people to know that, you know, she DM'd with them or she spoke with them. So we thought she was a huge fan. She claimed she was at Teresa's wedding, which we know is 100% not true.
Know,
so
that was a lot.
It was just like some weird, and everything we were saying, by the way, we have receipts for. We're going to give you guys accounts in the description of who to follow, or you don't even have to follow them. Just check them out for all the receipts, because everything we're talking about, we have receipts. So there were some weird red flags, and I just had a weird gut feeling about her. But again, she gassed us. She was nice. There was like a time where, you know, she reached out and she's like, can you block this account? They're not a Teresa fan. And you guys, this is the first account that I've really associated with where I was like talking, and it's because she was really like, she just like always talked to us, and it's like, okay, she's nice. I don't know. This is a lot, but it's fine. So this was like the first account. I've been doing this since 2012. The first account that, you know, I really was like, okay, like, I'll talk to her. We're on the same team. We support the same people. That's great. I've met so many people in this platform that we all support the same people, and we built relationships. Like, when we went to BravoCon, we were so excited to meet so many people that we built relationships with, you know, content creators, all of that stuff. Yeah, but
it's fun having friends. And so you think that, like, in this world, because it is a world, and you could step out of it. I think that's super important.
And I don't talk about it with, like, my friends like that, like my personal friends. Like, I don't really, they support us, but we don't, like, talk about it like that. You know, we have, like, real lives outside of this. We're talking about different things outside of this, not the Real Housewives thing.
And it's important to step out of it a little bit. If, like, we're all in this bubble of Bravo, it's like, get out of it. So it's healthy too. Like, you shouldn't be doing things till 6 in the morning every night, like 24/7. Like, that's unhealthy for anybody, honestly.
So she, you know, she asked us to block an account before. It was this account named Joy, and she asked us to do that. And it was just like, okay, that's weird that you're asking me to do that. That was weird. Again, she would constantly ask us to share her stuff. So some we did, but there were some, many aggressive ones we weren't comfortable sharing. She'd be like, okay, I remember our on Mother's Day, she's like, hey, like, cause like, I didn't really do collabs much, you know, I just never thought about that. And she was like, hey, on Mother's Day, I'm like posting a Teresa, a scene. Can you please do a collab with me? And she was so nice. And like, you know, she would gas us. And I'm like, well, I'm not like just a Teresa account. Like, we talk everything Real Housewives. We're not just a Teresa account. And, you know, it's not just going to be like happy Mother's Day to Teresa. But I was like, okay, I always like kind of say no to everything else. I feel bad. Let me just do this collab with her. Again, like, it's not like she made me or anything. Like, I'm going to take accountability. Like, I was like, okay, it wasn't a bad post or anything. It was just like a happy Mother's Day. But I'm just saying, like, she would always ask, and then come to find out that she did this with several accounts. Like, hey, post this for me. Do this collab with me. And again, we'll have receipts of all that.
Yeah, there's so many accounts saying that she did the exact same thing to them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, she hated Margaret Josephs. She would find things of Margaret, then literally email all of Margaret's businesses to get her to lose a deal. Then she would go back and tell Housewives how she found this terrible thing about Margaret. And, you know, if they don't like Margaret, they're like, oh, cool. You know, like, and she's tagging companies and employees. And it was like always going too far. And I want to make sure to point out, she always reached out to us first, whether it was to show us something or just to gas us up a little. She felt like, you know, she would just check on us. Like, she always reached out to us first. Now, there's this John Fuda story going on. We aren't fans of John Fuda. Okay.
Yeah, just everyone knows
make
that.
It clear. John Fuda had emailed us a couple times at 2 in the morning. We aren't fans of him at all. Like, he wanted us to change a story, and we aren't fans. Okay. He knows we're not fans of him. We were respectful in the emails between him, but we're not fans with him, you know. In the show, like last season, he talks about his baby mama. And the Sun, you know, a media outlet, then they come out with articles from the baby mama. And Gabriella hits me up one day and says, I'm talking to Brittany the ex. Like, I found her. And, you know, she did all this stuff on her own. She, like, found these people, like, all that stuff. And so then we reach out to Brittany as well. And she is saying she's going to spill on John Fuda, which, hey, that's going to be a great story to cover since John Fuda aired her dirty laundry out. We want to hear her side. That's our job. Like, we're not doing this, you know, for free at the end of the day. Like, we're putting this on our website that we've had since 2012, and then we'll talk about it. So this is our job. So to report stories like this. So, okay. And so Gabriella says she's going to do a live with her, and John Fuda, he like caught wind of this, and he calls her halfway house, and he complains because like she was supposed to be released like back in September. Gabriella is, you know, telling her everything is going to be fine. She's saying that it's not. She goes back and she's like, hey, Teresa. And she tells Teresa's attorney, Jim, about, you know, John Fuda's past and what she's found, all willingly on her own. And I just want to point out, all housewives, well, I feel like the newer ones, maybe, I don't know, actually, like, no, all housewives, like, have a relationship with someone. And Gabriella was very, very, very persistent, okay? So John was so aggressive on his first season. So we posted things about John and Brittany. We never had found her. Gabriella was on top of it all. She got off on this. So there were more things to be posted. And then it started feeling gross, like because John Fuda was then threatening that Brittany would stay in jail an extra year if she talked. And I told Gabriella, and I have texted this, that I felt gross about it. Like, it's starting to feel ick. And she says, quote, maybe me releasing the DM contributed. I don't see what you did. You didn't do anything. Also, I believe the main reason is John. He's to blame. I have a feeling he did this. She was saying it over and over that he will do anything to anyone who steps to him, even put her back in jail. So that is a text of Gabriella admitting, I did nothing, and she's trying to involve me in the John Fuda stuff, which what I can say is I did talk to Brittany. We did put something out there. And then when it got to a point where it was like, oh my gosh, like, he's calling my halfway house, I'm like, we need to step back. This is like too much. Like, we need to step back. But again, we're responsible for speaking with Brittany and trying to get that story out there. We do that a lot with every franchise, you know? So I know some of you are wondering, again, why are you guys mentioning this Gabriella account? And I promise we're going to explain. So just be patient. We are a Real Housewives account. We started back in 2012. It started with an exclusive with Jersey. So it started with, you know, a manager reaching out to us saying, I have a story on one of the housewives. So in those amount of years, we have established relationships with many people from New Jersey. We have supported Teresa. We have so much respect for Jennifer and Dolores. We get tips all the time from friends of the housewives, tips from people at restaurants, waitresses in New Jersey. We've had our writers from All About TRH go to certain events, housewives, like they'd be there. So they were going to cover those events. So we'd be invited to some. We've actually been invited to Melissa Gorga's events in the past, as well as Kathy Wakili, where we sent Laura, who works for allabouttrh.com. We have shirts of them holding a Love All About TRH shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have shirts
of that. We have a lot of housewives holding that.
Yeah. We have like every housewife from the franchises because we really went to a lot of events. So we talked to people who do the wives' hair, photographers that worked with the wives. My point is we get several tips. And even if it's like someone's like, for example, like we got a lot of tips from housewives, you know, brothers, cousin, like we get tips from everything who like is seeing what's happening and then telling us what's happening behind the scenes. And sometimes we will reach out to housewives and ask if it's true or not. Sometimes they can say yes, sometimes they don't. And this is with every franchise. We will ask. I think this bothered some accounts, you know, we came around so early on.
Yeah. And I don't think that's like, why is that so crazy? Like, oh my gosh, she speaks to a housewife. Like, why is that so untamed, like so unreachable? Like that's what even people do in other stories. They try to get a comment from somebody.
Yeah.
Like that's what you do when you're trying to write a story. You're trying to figure out what's happening or trying to report something. It's not that crazy.
And we want to report accurately. So we ask. So we ask, hey, is this true? Is this not? Like, it, you know, whatever. So this is our side business. This is what we do. I'm not like a Twitter girly. I barely go, you know, on it. But recently, you know, I have been like with everything that's happening, I've been looking at things. Again, I'm going to go back to not because it's just Twitter is a different world. But, you know, from 2012, we've always been consistent. I've never flip-flopped. We've always been a Teresa supporter. We always called out Melissa for her lies because she lies about everything, you know, trying to control the narratives. And Melissa hates that we do that, but she'll say something. And so we will, you know, with facts come out and say the actual truth of what it is. And I've had a conversation with Melissa on the phone that James Leonard, he used to be her attorney, coordinated to get us good. So there was also a story about Melissa's family member. It was Kim Perella, her sister. Her husband had cheated on her. There was picture proof, conversation proof. And we got that because, again, we received tips and we got it exclusively from the person. So, again, New Jersey reaches out to us. You know, I know if someone's trying to make it like our only source, our housewives, that's absolutely just not true. So I remember when that happened, it was bad because there were photos, but we report these stories. And there were photos of the, you know, like the D-pics and just the conversations. And this was Kim Perella's husband. And guess what? You know what? We had a conversation with Melissa. We had a conversation with Kathy. This was when Melissa and Teresa were good. Melissa had this coordinated by her attorney at the time, who's now Teresa's attorney, to speak with them. And so we did. We took it down right away. So we just like took it down and we're like, okay, it's like, you know, it's not worth it. Like everything's good. It's not worth it. Like there's no point, you know, to like even like, you know, report this, we get tips, whatever. And we were reporting it because Kim and Lisa at the time, which is Melissa's sisters, were heavily involved in the show. And we're a website, we're a business, we report these things. Just like when it says Alexis Bellino or, you know, it's cheating, or we report things. So it is what it is. That's like what we do. So, I mean, this is all normal for bloggers to have relationships with housewives.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She takes out her accounts to a dinner. We've seen
she recently did that.
Yeah, we've seen
like her Stan accounts. She
who support
her on social media.
And I think that's so dope. I think that's so cool. Like, why not? And then you see Melissa gifting out her swag things. People, like, she posted just recently, like, I think one of her, like, fans or someone, like, gave her flowers for her opening up her store. So clearly there's a line of communication there, you know? Margaret Joseph has given out gift cards. Jennifer Aiden has given out a stroller. And I think that's nice for them to appreciate. Even like we people have asked us to donate to certain causes and we'll do it. Like, why is that a problem?
Yeah. So, I mean, and like people appreciate you have their back. So they do that. And that's fine. But what's annoying is when one housewife says like, oh, you did this. But then like, for example, like with Jennifer Aiden gifting a stroller, but then you have Melissa gifting swag and, you know, following and putting on her story, follow this account, you know, because it gives her narrative and things of that sort, when it's like you guys are all like doing this at the end of the day and you're showing your appreciation. So don't get mad if one housewife does it when you yourself do it, but you keep trying to put it out there that only someone does it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like they're holding on to that one seat and they're excited and they just want to like make this a thing when it's like really shouldn't be a thing. It's like everyone does it.
Yeah. Anyways, well, so, okay, back to this Melissa Old Nose account, who is Gabriella. She was also all RHONJ facts, love of Gabriella. There were so many red flags. Like, she always tried to prove she was talking to someone. She exaggerated quite a bit. I just had, like, this weird, bad feeling about her. And I feel so vindicated because everything I felt about her was true because of what she has done, right?
Yeah,
recently.
I remember you said, I remember because you would always talk to her and like, because of like, she'd always message us or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like, finally you're like, you know, I'm done. I blocked her or something. I was like, wow, good for you. Because like, you have been saying it.
Yeah. There was just a lot of red flags and it was like, I blocked her and I wasn't going to talk about her. None of that stuff. I didn't want to be a part of that. So she even made a fake audio of Margaret saying racist things and then tagged like Bravo, Andy Cohen. And it was a fake audio. And she literally, you know, made sure to tag just like everyone you can think of to say Margaret is a racist. And she did this all on her own. We tweeted in October that it was fake and not Margaret's voice. Cause these are like, when I'm saying things go way too far and it's not that deep, you know?
Yeah, and she would do this to so many accounts. She would get them to do things for her. And we have screenshots of this, right?
Yeah, we have it all. Yeah. So she would gas so many accounts, yes. All of that stuff. So
and just make herself feel important, too.
Yeah, yeah. She would just like, yeah, or she would be like, hey, I can get you a video of this housewife like saying thank you for supporting me. And then she would ask the housewife and be like, hey, like, you know, this is your biggest fan account. Can you? And they're like, oh yeah, like I'll do it. Like, why not? Like, hey, thanks for supporting me, you know? So early November, we blocked her off social media. Yes, we were on the same team, but again, we slowly stopped talking to her. We had several people come to us and say that Gabriella keeps saying and that she talks to Teresa and Jennifer and that she spoke poorly of you. And they would show us like Gabriella speaking poorly of us. And it was just like all so weird. And I know she supported Teresa and Jennifer, but again, I had this disgusting gut feeling about her. Again, I ended up being very right. And so I remember there was also like a story. There was like a rumor about a housewife and we weren't going to put it up or run the story. And we created like an allaboutterrych.com tip portion. And she emailed us the tip of this housewife wanting us to expose it, knowing we weren't going to. And I confronted her and she told me that she did send it in, which I thought was odd because she knew I wasn't going to post it. But, you know, it was really messy. And then she did, I will say this, she helped Teresa quite a bit with the Louis case that I will see on the show, but she had every single screenshot of Louis's ex doing really, you know, bizarre things. Like if you look at my phone is, it's filled with photos of my kids. I can't, and it's like the same photo 40 times. I can't find anything. She had it all. And we'll get back to how she had all these screenshots. But Teresa was grateful because this ex was unhinged and Gabriella had proof of the ex following like Teresa's kids and commenting on Teresa's kids, all that stuff. And Louis ended up winning the case, which was amazing. So it was like, okay, that's awesome. Like, you know, she helped with that. So anyways, we forget about her. She was blocked on everything. You know, she's not okay with us. In comes Melissa Feaster. Okay. So Gabriella was in several different group accounts with so many people who have come forward. And, you know, like we have like proof of the groups where, you know, Gabriella was an admin, Melissa Feaster was an admin. And it's just crazy because I thought about it and Gabriella had, you know, originally been like, you know, Margaret's ex-best friend, Laura Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like her biggest supporter, then Teresa, then Jennifer, you know, then us, then other accounts like Martinez with Eddie. He's another content creator. Even Jack, RHONJ Obsessed, like she would talk to initially and then he kind of stopped talking to her. And that's how she got in. And so she was going to get in with Melissa Feaster, Teresa's podcast host. And Gabriella, so again, she was in a group account with Melissa Feaster and some other accounts, and that's when they started plotting. We had people who were in it and ended up telling us like what was happening in it with screenshots and all that stuff, and they ended up like unsending some things. But again, you know, I think what it was with like Melissa Feaster, like she did want to talk more Bravo related stuff on Namaste podcast, and she for some reason hated that we did. So I don't know.
And like, what's crazy to me is like, even ask yourself, like why Melissa Feaster is an admin, which we have screenshots of these Teresa fan pages. It's just weird.
Like
why
is with these Teresa fan pages? Why, like, well, yeah,
that,
so weird.
And then that turned. So it's like, why are you,
but even regardless, but like, regardless, like why are you in these groups? Like before they even turned, like, why are you in several groups? Like with Teresa fan accounts, it's just like weird.
Yes. And this is where shit hit the fan. And like, so we were asked about Melissa Feaster on our Patreon episode, and someone basically asked like, oh, do you guys like their podcast? And we kind of just said, you know, we don't think they have a connection.
We said, and we liked her.
Yes. We met her at BravoCon and she was good peeps. We liked her, and we just, you know, that's her opinion. We're not going to sit there and like go and like say things that we don't believe in. So that's what we said. And yeah, that's what happened. And then anyways, Gabriella was getting them against us. So this is the time where I think things really started to ramp up. It was like, we're now going to turn on these girls too. Right. That's where.
Yeah. Like she would make up lies about us. And again, like we don't have like blind loyalty to people. We're allowed to have an opinion. And, you know, we think Teresa was great on the podcast, but you know, we didn't think that was, but yeah, she would make up lies about us, pit people against us behind the scenes, like say we're bullying her. We literally stopped talking to her. And we're having Eddie on, so he's going to co-sign the things that she made up about us.
Yeah. I'm excited to have that conversation. Yeah. Someone in that group who was on our Patreon, which by the way, thank you for supporting our Patreon when you had such a problem with us, sent it to Melissa. Melissa lost it. She was so livid. I remember this too. And she was just so livid that we could ever even say that. And we didn't even say it on social media. Someone had just asked us a question and we just, you know, we're being honest and we said our opinion. Melissa Feaster was livid. She even got an account who turned into a Love Melissa Feaster account and asked us about it to bait us. Roxana's text with Melissa, we apologized. We complimented her other podcasts and said that those were good ones too. Yeah. We just said that one with Namaste just didn't vibe with us sometimes.
Right. Like they just didn't have a connection. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it was clear as day.
Exactly. Months later, during our Patreon, someone asked us whatever happened with Melissa Feaster. We said what happened. Someone from the group with Gabriella and Melissa Feaster sent it to Melissa. Melissa asked Gabriella and these supposed Teresa fans to put on social media. And that's how, you know, these Teresa fans turned again. And again, Roxana's always supported Teresa since 2012. So there's nothing new about this and always been consistent. So like, what does it even matter?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they made it the biggest deal ever. And again, you know, we're allowed to have an opinion and we'll have an opinion no matter what. And even Teresa, like everyone knows that. So, you know, we did end up blocking them all because it was too much.
Yeah. And even Melissa Feaster was calling us all about the lies, which is what they call us. So it was just weird that she was getting involved with these accounts and like getting so excited to turn on us. It was just really weird.
Yeah. They were talking about my unborn baby at the time. Like she was sending kissy faces to them, knowing that this is all happening. She was just like loving all the hate we were getting from these five unhinged, faceless accounts, you know? And Jim Leonard, who is Teresa's closest friend and attorney, who actually got Melissa Feaster and Teresa together, reached out to these accounts that we all thought were Teresa fan accounts. And he said, like, hey, we're all on the same team. Let's play nice. Like, don't bring up, like, unborn babies. Like, we all support each other. And they kept mentioning my name. They wanted to get rid of me. It was just the most bizarre fucking thing ever. You know, again, like, just, like, keep, you know, trying to get a reaction of me by bringing up my, like, unborn child. And it was like, where is this all coming from? And Teresa wants nothing to do with it. Like, it's all so toxic. And she, you know, doesn't really pay attention to social media, but it was getting so toxic and repetitive. And I do know she and Jennifer unfollowed the accounts. And once that happened, all hell broke loose. Like, these are not people who, like, would support, like, genuinely liked a housewife. This is, like, someone who just was crazy for attention and clout and wanted, I don't even know. So, again, I know we keep mentioning this. For 8 weeks, we're harassed every single day, 24/7, by these five accounts, and we ignore. And then...
Ignore.
Yeah. And then Gabriella, who is staying silent while they did all her dirty work, deletes her Instagram, deletes her Twitter, and she says she was suspended. Now, do you think vile accounts who are harassing people 24/7, like bringing their unborn child into it, you know, that type of stuff, you know, if an account's going to get removed, that's what's going to get removed. Not Gabriella, who at the time she was, like, staying silent, but she had a plan. Like, and throughout the time.
And in the meantime, she would bait Jennifer and Teresa. We always have been saying this. Like, she would constantly message them, share photos, calling them queens, that she was going to post photos of them. She told every account who would listen that if that she was rich and would get lawyers for people if needed. But we read that she was asking Jennifer Aiden to buy a Christmas tree for her. When Jennifer was in LA, she asked Jennifer to meet with her to give her cash.
Yeah, no, we have the text, like, so we'll have them and it'll end up all getting released. But she was just saying, like, she needs help. And Jennifer's just, like, such a nice person. So she was going to help. Like, she was, you know, and in the text, like, it says this, like, she's struggling. That's why she needed the Christmas tree. And, you know, Jennifer's like, this is someone who supports me. They're asking me for help. So Jennifer gave her $1,000 because Jennifer is someone, if you're struggling, like, she's going to help you. We have been told multiple times by viewers that they sent Jennifer a GoFundMe and she would donate heavily. And then on February, Gabriella asked Jennifer for a stroller, a $1,300 stroller for her niece. And, but it was weird because her niece is older and, like, I don't know, that was weird. But this stroller was delivered on February 28th. So now, you know, the February 28th, like, this is when that stroller was delivered and it was $1,300. But before we get into that, you know, I mentioned the being harassed for 8 weeks. During that time, we had been contacted a few months prior from Teresa to ask about our podcast. She was, you know, transitioning podcasts and she asked us how we did and how much we made. She complimented us, you know, I told her a number that month that we made and did tell her, you know, we record a couple of episodes a week and she only records one a week. And she was just like, that's awesome. Thanks for letting me know. She was so happy for us. And again, we told her a number. And during that time, these accounts who ended up transitioning to Love Melissa Feaster accounts started saying how much we make, the exact number that we said. They were so upset also that we make money when it's like, sis, like, open up a podcast, mama, make some money. Like, talk about the shows. Yes, we are making money by mm-hmm. talking about the shows. Yes, we are making money talking about the housewives. And so is every single Bravo podcast. Like, go and, do it. Focus on you.
Yeah, and non-Bravo podcasts. There's so many other podcasts that talk about shows.
Right, and they talk about each housewife. And, you know, people listen. We don't force people to listen, but we appreciate the support. So go get a podcast. Like, you guys are like, oh, wow, like, they're using these housewives to talk on their podcast and their Patreon. Yes, okay. Like, what do you think podcasters do? I'm so confused here. So go do that. So we'll help you if you'd like.
We've said it.
I know. So, at the end of the day, we're on a network. People who have podcasts make money, you know, but for them to know that exact number was weird. We weren't upset, but I only told one person. So one day I did ask Therese, I reached out to her. I said, hey, by the way, just asking, did you tell Melissa Feaster how much we made? And she was like, yeah, I did tell Melissa Feaster, but it wasn't a talk about you guys or anything. Like, you know, I just told her like how much you guys make because like we were transitioning into a podcast and I said that you guys made, you know, whatever. And, You know, we also had got contacted from the same podcast network that they were on. And we had, and then I had said, oh, by the way, Teresa, we got contacted by the same podcast network that you're on. And she went back and told Melissa Feaster that. And I don't think that made Melissa Feaster happy. It was all weird. But as you can see, these couple accounts, then they start tweeting the number and saying that like we're making this money, and they start harassing us. And that's fine if they say that, we don't care. But that's how we knew Melissa Feaster was way more involved than we thought, because why was she going back telling Gabriella and then the other like faceless accounts that?
Yeah, how wild is it to me that there's a group that Melissa Feaster and Gabriella were admins on would have this group turn into Melissa Feaster fan accounts? Like, why is there Melissa Feaster fan accounts all of a sudden? You know, like we have loyal listeners, and like we don't even have fan accounts. Like, and I'm not saying that's impossible, but it's very weird. You know, it's like you have fan accounts of like the people that you see on TV that you love, you know, like who you really like to report on. Like, there's things going on. But honestly, that's a proof that we needed, that Melissa's in on it with them. And they were sharing the most vile things about Teresa, her family, Louis, and Jim and us, which thank you guys for thinking we're that important, honestly.
I know, yeah, because it was just, yeah, that's what they started to do. They said they're not going to back down, all this stuff. So back to Jim, who is one of Teresa's closest friends. We have a great relationship with him. Again, you know, we got in contact with him, you know, like when he was Melissa's attorney.
Yeah,
okay?
So like that's been such a long, like, fostering relationship.
Back in 2012, Melissa and her sisters, they found like my identity, because at the time I didn't say who I was. I was 19 years old, and they were tweeting about it, and they were like, and it was on Thanksgiving, you guys, and they were tweeting about it, and they were like, Roxanne, and so was Kim Perrell, and so was Lisa Simpson, and they were saying Michigan, and then like they were like, Jim was with them, and like Jim was like, you know, they were like, they had Jim, whatever, tweet something. And I mean, we ended up getting good with him, so it was fine. But like, again, like Jim was heavily involved with Melissa when he was working with Melissa. And he's never said one bad thing about Melissa, but Melissa Gorga, but
he's a professional at the end of the
day. Yeah, he does never. There are times though we have chatted about things like with Jim, and I've disagreed with things with him. Like I've offered an opinion, we would disagree. I think Gabriella had like the same frustration that he didn't agree with a lot of what she said. When she would ask him things to like check if this, like whatever, I don't know. So Gabriella wanted to control, and it was scare. Gabriella didn't like that Jim was in the picture. I would always tell Jim if I straight up thought, you know, like you're being a dick, but I know that he has Teresa's best interest at the end of the day. He's one of her closest friend. He's also looking out for his client who became a close friend to him. And Gabriella told this group that Jim is this terrible guy. So they began harassing him. So, you know, now again, it's like us, Teresa, Louis, and him. And Melissa Feaster is like still following these accounts.
Yeah. And with all this happening, we are seeing screenshots from Gabriella with accounts. And even looking back, Roxanne, you even mentioned she was obsessed with showing engagement. She like took pride in her engagement.
Yeah, she would do that. Like she would reach out to me and be like, look at my engagement. Look at my engagement. Like, you know, get really like off on it. And then she would reach out to the housewives and be like, hey, look at this post that I made. Look at my engagement. Look at my engagement. Like she was just like, you know, really like it was a lot. And again, she would constantly send Teresa articles hoping Teresa will ask about it, because Teresa truly doesn't look at social media. Like she really doesn't. So she doesn't know what's going on. So Gabriella used that to her advantage at the end of the day.
It's clear that, you know, Teresa and Jennifer believed that Gabriella was a supportive account and they had their back, and they were being naive, because I'm actually concerned for Jennifer's safety when it comes to this account. Like it's gotten really bad.
Yeah. So Melissa's old nose, AKA all our H1J facts, love, Gabriella, was the first faceless account that I ever associated with in all these years of doing this. And it's been nothing but drama. So I feel like Gabriella's like true motive was to get herself involved somehow with the cast, so this could be the outcome, because who else would be this deep into it? You know, she would post nastiness that we didn't condone. Last year at this time, there was like a spinning narrative about Melissa Gorga and her cousin's husband getting this account docs, and we didn't get involved. We initially reached out and then we could just tell that it was all BS. Like we even have DMs with our listeners from last year where they're like, you never believed this. That's crazy. It was just like, there was just so much nastiness. But you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the time, like we really didn't even pay attention as much, because like we have like lives too, you know, we're trying to, we also work, like we're trying to like do it all.
And like a lot of these accounts are just doing anything for attention and engagement. It's just that's yeah. what I'm seeing too.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing, because while Melissa Feaster does have involvement, like, don't go and attack her. Like, we're just putting the truth all out there, because we're getting so many people. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And we just want our truth out there. And then it is what it is. These accounts can continue to do what they're doing. Doesn't matter. But just, you know, be nice and offer some grace, because she's pregnant. And I don't want her to go through what I went through when I was pregnant, of being dragged by these vile accounts who were talking about my baby being evil, how Joe Gorga's the father, and, you know, all this bullshit, and how my baby has an evil seed, and, like, you know, just all the stuff about my unborn baby. There's screenshots of that too. Again, I'll tag the accounts that you guys can go and check to see the screenshots of everything. But anyways, what's interesting about these few accounts and their leader, Gabriella, is that they initially said they were going against Teresa because what we said about Melissa Feaster having no chemistry. Like, how bizarre is that? And that meant I was talking about Teresa's podcast, which, no, you know, I think Teresa's so fun on our podcast. I don't think her and Melissa have chemistry. And I don't think many think so, okay? I don't even think these people who are going crazy think so.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah. It's just like, mm-hmm. Do you guys even think you guys do? Like, it's like, look, let's really think about
right.
it.
And initially, I did apologize for saying it, because we didn't want to hurt anyone. But then we realized Melissa's involvement. These accounts then changed the narrative, and they said they were Melissa Feaster fan pages and against Teresa, and said the reason that they're actually going hard this time is because Louis caused Melissa Feaster a miscarriage at BravoCon by yelling at her. We were at BravoCon, okay? We hung out with some of the housewives Saturday evening, and Melissa was there. And I remember a moment, Louis went out to go for a smoke, and Melissa asked if she could go with him and smoke, and she did. So she was
in a great mood. She was happy, chatty, all that stuff. Like, I would never, and like, Roxanne was sober, okay? She was pregnant at the time. So, like,
right.
I think I had a couple drinks, but like, I couldn't.
You didn't even drink like that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, we were very aware of our surroundings, and I'm pretty good about picking up, like, if something's going on, or if there's like an awkward thing. I did not sense any of that. Like, it
no.
was just, like, it seemed like, you know, like, they really take in Melissa Feaster as like a really great
yeah.
friend. You know, they love that she's on the podcast with Teresa. Like, that's their people. That's
she
how
was
I
talking.
Took it.
She was talking to Louis, and she was talking to Teresa the whole time. And,
why would you be out with someone? Like, why would you come out? Like, why would you? Even
yeah.
Come
why?
Out with
why
that?
Are you? Yeah. Who caused you like a miscarriage, or continue to do a podcast with someone whose husband caused you a miscarriage?
That's wild to me.
The fact that Louis is getting blamed for causing a miscarriage is crazy. I miscarried. And I mean, like, you don't miscarriage because someone yelled at you. That's not a thing. I was happy. I was in a great mood when I was pregnant, and I still miscarried. Like, it's not about someone yelling at you and then you miscarry. Like, that's just not how it happens. Like, doctors say, like, you can't really, it just happens, you know? But Melissa Feaster saw this narrative for weeks by these accounts that Louis caused a miscarriage. She continued to follow some of them, and that he yelled at Melissa Feaster at BravoCon, and she said nothing. She didn't deny it. She didn't tell these accounts that she has a relationship and to stop. She ignored it, but she still continued to happily do a podcast with Teresa.
Yeah, because she probably is the one that told him that story. So why is she going to tell him to stop it?
She did tell them that story, by the way, and I will tell you how we know that. Yeah. So she was probably.
I just can't, because, like, especially knowing what I saw. Like, I saw, like, we saw the laughs. Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah, she was probably in too deep with these accounts and scared to go against them because, you know, they were sharing DMs, convos with me, convos with Teresa. They would talk about someone on the show, ask our opinion, and they would write paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. And we'd answer just because we answer everybody. So we'll answer you. And then they'd put just us answering, and then they'd edit some of the text. It's just all so wild that it's gotten here. It's scary. And every content creator that I'm talking to, they say that they'll respond to things, like, they have relationships. Even a lot of the content creators were like, dude, Gabriella would DM me every day and I would actually talk to her. And I felt the same way. And now I'm like, this is like so scary to me, but I knew it. Then these like Love Melissa Feaster pages started going for Teresa's kids. And again, Melissa would still follow them, and she said nothing. I think that was like really the last straw with it all. And so anyways, this Gabriella girl comes back to Twitter, okay, and she still talks to Melissa Feaster at this point. She releases texts for me because, yes, we did text. Again, she always reached out to me first, and it was about the John Fuda stuff. And, like, you know, us talking about the John Fuda stuff, like, oh, my gosh, like, we got tea from Brittany, you know, whatever. And then once it got, like, dark, it was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling ick about this whole thing. You know, I knew it wasn't – and she'd be like, can you call me? And I'd call her and I'd be like, I don't know. I really don't want her to get in trouble and all that stuff, you know, like just always like, can you call me? Can you this, like whatever, you know, it was just a lot. So she wants to drag me down and was plotting to do this since November, according to some of the people who came out and were in the groups with her. It was just like,
how many groups is she in?
She was in a lot of groups. So she comes back and she says, Jennifer Aiden sent her screeners of the episodes. Keep in mind, this is someone who accepted a Christmas tree, $1,000 in cash because she said her family was struggling, and accepted a stroller 1 month prior. And now she's coming on and she's saying, you know, Jennifer sent me screeners of the episodes prior.
Gabriella gets really nasty.
Yeah, I know.
It's like when she's on a mission, she's on a mission. First of all, just like what you just said, like the fact that she has been plotting this since November. Mm-hmm. We're in May.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy. I'm sure even before that.
Yeah, one of her ex-friends revealed to us, she reached out to every single producer, every outlet, you guys, because her mission was to get Jennifer fired. So she's been on Twitter blasting Jennifer, who was so kind to her. And this is what I think everyone started picking up, because now it's like really attacking on an actual housewife, you know? She started speaking with a fan page that Melissa Gorga and her family are close to. This fan page has called Teresa's daughters whores and actually spoke about Gabriella's daughter. And like this fan page talked about Gabriella's daughter as well. And now she's associating with her, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And so in a very vile way.
Yeah. So it's like, you're literally going to talk to a page who used to talk so much crap about you, you know? So just wild to me.
She put a narrative also, that I was
behind her post.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just tired of the lies. And I know you guys are asking, so many accounts have come out and had the same exact story, the same pattern with her. And it's just sad because, like, I don't know if it's an obsessed thing. I don't know. But while all of this is happening, an account reaches out to us who is Gabriella's friend on this platform for 2 years. She tells me she was the one who gave Gabriella screenshots for Louis' case. And she shows me that she gave every single screenshot to Gabriella for the case. So Gabriella never even did it herself. She tells me this account, you know, and I think, you know, she'll one day open up, but she tells me that she was, this account was a Teresa fan, you know, from day one, and Gabriella played her. That Gabriella said she's, you know, she came after Jennifer because she's being doxxed and she felt used. But here she is using this account to send her every screenshot to give to Louis and Teresa for a case and taking credit for it. She was never doxxed, like, from Jennifer or Teresa. They literally thought she was a supporter. Jennifer literally gifted her a stroller. She says that she was, like, served a lawsuit on April 4th. Never happened, but this is what she's telling people. She did end up, I think, getting a cease and desist after she came out on Twitter at the end of April. This account confirmed that Gabriella would speak poorly of us and wanted us destroyed, that she even spoke poorly of Melissa Feaster, but that her and Melissa Feaster are close and that she runs the Side Piece podcast, which is Melissa Feaster's other podcast, and that she also ran Teresa's podcast because Melissa Feaster hired her. Melissa Feaster paid her $1,000 biweekly for this. And by the way, we did tweet this out there. And when we tweeted this out there, Gabriella reached out to this account and said, what are they talking about? Because she knows she told us account these things. By the way, Gabriella and Melissa, they're still in communication. You know, they want to take Teresa and Louis down. So, you know, Melissa Feaster was in constant communication with all of these accounts.
And you know what?
That wanted to take Teresa down.
And it just all makes so much sense, you know? It really just all makes so much sense now. Like, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are going to be like, damn, like, this does make sense. And it sucks.
Deep, too.
Yeah, and it goes deep, and it sucks because it's, like, how many people, like, want to do that? And it's, like, the one person that maybe she, like, kind of started to trust, you know? And it's, like, look what happens. It's, like, this is why you really have to put people at arm's length.
And this account told us that Melissa Feaster, like, she was, like, just so you know, Melissa Feaster is behind everything, too. And she's, like, just so you know, Melissa Feaster did tell Gabrielle that Louis yelled at her. So like she, you know, she did tell this, these accounts that, and then all while she's recording podcasts with Teresa. So this account, who was again duped by Gabriella, like many of us were, said that Melissa Feaster, told Gabriella Chantel that Louis gave us money in December for our Christmas sweaters merch, and he bought all the sweaters. That's what Gabriella told people.
You're freaking lying.
No, I know.
First of all, we went through a company that was local in Michigan, and they're actually huge. They're called Ugly Christmas Sweater. And
yeah.
There's a thing that's called like print on demand. So you don't even have to buy sweaters to get them fulfilled. Until you buy them, then they get fulfilled. Like, do your damn homework and stop making up these damn lies.
Yeah. And Gabriella said that Melissa Feaster told her that. So I don't know if that's true. And that like Louis gave us like $8,000. Like that is
That is wild. I think like this girl obviously goes and tells so many people so many different small things to get reactions. So who even knows if that even was said from Melissa Feaster? And like if Melissa Feaster came out and said, I didn't say this, it's like at that point, we kind of sometimes have to believe her because how much of these lies is Gabriella Girls doing?
Oh, yeah. I think, or no, not, I don't know what the number was. I confuse the number, but I just know that she said like Louis bought all our sweaters back in December. And I was like,
I can show you our orders, girl. Yeah. Louis was not one customer. Okay.
Yeah. We do have all of that. Yeah. What's also crazy is that Gabriella, like in her tweets from 2022, before she acted like, you know, a hardcore Teresa and Jennifer fan page, like made it her life. She was a Melissa Gorga fan and she didn't like Louis. And her old tweets come out there. But then when she became a Teresa and Jennifer fan, she really headed out for John Fuda on her own accord. If you look at her tweets, and again, in the description of this podcast, please go look at the description. I will have accounts that you can follow with receipts of everything. So yeah, it's really nuts.
And so Melissa Gorka hated this Gabrielle account.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, her name was Melissa's
old note.
Yeah. Yeah.
Said they lie, but now that they went against Teresa and Jennifer, they love them and are promoting them. So like, this is where it gets funny. Cause it's like anything that's going to help your narrative, you're going to go and like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. And like, try to say, wait until the reunion.
Right.
Gabriella, this Melissa Old Nose account was obsessed. So I'd be scared if I was the Fudas engaging with her.
Yeah, because the Fudas are engaging with her.
Anybody, honestly, at this point. Like, I think if she can turn around and love Margaret when she can't stand Margaret. So it's like, just because, it's like, just stay away. Like, really, just stay away.
Yeah.
What's weird is Melissa has come for Roxanne's motherhood. Again, spoke about her kids, said her kids are going to have harm come to them for talking about her. And it's the same tactic these accounts use bringing up kids. So was this all a setup?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Melissa Gorga is saying the same as these accounts. And she's encouraging everyone on Twitter on every interview to go on social media to see how Jennifer sent screeners before. And it's like so weird to me because it's like, Melissa, you are not an angel and you have probably sent screeners. Let's look at your email. Okay.
Right.
Even if you sent screeners to your sisters, even if you sent screeners to your cousins,
you're not an angel.
You're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. We've seen what you're not supposed to do. So it's like, do not act like an angel in all of this.
Which they all do, you know, and I've gotten screeners from other shows. You can also sign up for press to receive them. And if you get accepted, you'll get from them. I've gotten, you know, from like the press from other like housewife shows. So, and for example, like with Vanderpump Rules, the episodes were all over the place. Like everyone saw all the episodes because they were like forwarding it to everybody. But obviously like this account, you know, really wants to bring down Jennifer, even though like, I feel like it kind of like Jennifer like was naive enough to like be like, this is my friend. And I'm like, oh God, you know? Definitely not your friend. And again, we're vindicated because our gut feeling about her was absolutely right.
Yeah, no, I agree. And at the end of the day, we will own we respond to DMs, we give our opinions, and if we have a relationship with you, we will shoot the shit. So, like, it's not like when you see screenshots, it's not like, oh my God, look what they're saying. Like, we do that with everyone.
Like, and we say really- it on our podcast. We say yes. it on our podcast. Like, exactly. Like, the Gabriella tried to put out a thing where she sends me a screenshot of, or yeah, on text, she sent me a screenshot of Donna Marco, like, talking about Teresa. And like a tweet where someone was like talking shit about Donna Marco doing this. And she's like, look at, people are seeing this. And I was like, it's, and I said like something like, what 70-year-old would like go on Facebook and do this? And okay, I'll repeat it. What 70-year-old is going to go on Facebook and talk about their daughter's sister-in-law? Like what? I agree. Like I say that on my podcast. Like I'm so confused here that it's that you're trying to make it like that's something when I do say this stuff on my podcast. So
yeah, when
it's just like, yeah.
Yeah. When they're like, oh, story to come about the food. It's like, yeah. Okay. We
like, we yeah, stories,
everything. Right. Like, yeah. Go ahead. It's not a story.
And it's on like allaboutterreach.com. Go check it out.
Yeah. There's nothing to hide there.
Yeah. Yeah. No one told us to like do it or any of that stuff. None of that happened.
Yeah. I agree. It's really weird.
Yeah. But yeah, like everyone does it, but this account was so evil, you know, they want Jennifer fired for clout, for engagement. And now they're saying like, oh, we feel bad for going against the other side, but then they're going for a side that essentially like thought they were their friend. So then if you felt bad, like, wouldn't you just stop?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I just think like a lot of the, and especially the stuff that's coming out with us, it's just like, none of it is news. Like, oh my God, like Roxanne talks to Jennifer. It's like, we went to Jennifer's house and we posted it. Like there's no news there.
Yeah, exactly. And we, you know, continue to be harassed 24/7 by these accounts. You know, they said they're going to make our life shitty. We have a beautiful life, you know, while these accounts need to find that. So it's never that serious. This is a job to us. We'll own, you know, what we do. We'll, and that's what it is. And, you know, I have spoken to Teresa, you know, when we were at BravoCon, like, we were like with a lot of the housewives, not just from New Jersey. We went to Jennifer's house, you know, we literally have photos. Like, it's nothing of this is anything that we're hiding. Mm-hmm. You just saw like Heather McDonald, and Heather McDonald is this huge successful podcaster. She's freaking amazing. You just saw her on an episode with Vanderpump Rules at Lala's birthday. Like, okay. You know,
people,
she's this
are allowed
huge podcaster. Yeah, she's this huge podcaster who talks about all the shows, huge blogger, like, and like, yeah, like that's amazing. She built a relationship with them now. Like, she would talk about the show. She built a relationship with them. She interviewed some of them. Like, that's amazing.
Exactly. And I just don't understand, like, in the press world, the blogger world, like, you can have a side. You can be fans of somebody and it's okay.
Yeah. And I mean, we were never fans of Melissa Gorga, but let it be known, Melissa has her accounts that she speaks to, and everyone is aware. And, you know, it is what it is. And look, we're always open to feedback. We're open to criticism. But I feel like with these accounts, the criticism we get is that they're just upset that we've been successful and been around for so long. And, you know, it is what it is at this point, you know, these are, there are again accounts to back up everything we're saying with actual receipts. So if you're interested, check them out. We'll have them on the description of this podcast. You could read through their tweets. I think some of them have Instagrams, but at the end of the day, again, a lot of people were duped in this. There are, you know, now YouTube videos about their experience with this account and with like everything that's happening behind the scenes. I know Martinez with Eddie, another huge content creator, had been really, really, you know, duped by Gabriella. Like, we shared our experiences together and it was the same exact experience. We're going to eventually talk to him. We did over talk on this, but we will. And he had tweeted, like, you know, people are saying I was being paid by Housewives to post based on a podcast that started circulating that this account Gabriella was part of. As of March 21st, 2024, Gabriella herself told me that she was not being paid by anyone, and that it was a lie pushed by Joy, and blames that account for posting Teresa's private DMs to, like, you know, get me against this account, that none of that was happening. And then he says that was like a week before she exposed people. And he's like, you know, I will address my experience with this woman soon and move on. They can keep fighting with the wall. And then he put the text where Gabrielle admits, like, I'm not being paid by anyone. And she's getting mad at other content creators who actually are loyal to Teresa, because again, it was like this like weird control thing. So if you go on his page, like, you can see the tweet and the text, but
this could be a Netflix documentary, y'all.
I know. Yeah. And maybe that's what she wanted. And oh, and Eddie did tell me, like, that, you know, she would always ask him. She didn't watch Salt Lake City, but she would always ask him about Monica and, like, what she did and what he thought about Monica. So I don't know. Maybe, like, that's what she wanted to, like, make a thing. And I know, like, at the last season, because she was so aggressive at the New Jersey reunion, apparently one of the other side, like Melissa, like them, they were, like, talking shit about this account, Melissa's old nose. And she's like, I'm going to be on the reunion. I'm going to be on the reunion. So she was, like, so – it was just – it's a lot. And Bravo doesn't like this blogger bullshit. They don't like anything with social media. So they're just going to ignore all of this. She also told people that she met with NBC Network. Absolutely not true at all. There's just like so
many. You wish. Like, come on.
Yeah. She said she has like multiple lawyers. That's what she told these accounts that used to like kind of trust her because they were duped by her. So yeah, it's obviously like this is like it's gotten so like scary and ugly, and it's too much. And that's like, unfortunately, how New Jersey is. I mean, at the end of the day, we always said that season 15 of New Jersey is going to have the biggest shakeup ever. So that's what it is at the end of the day. It's going to have.
Maybe it will cause like less hate that's happening.
Well, I mean, there's going to be firings no matter what. It's going to be like a whole switch up, and you know, so yeah, but
we say at the end of the day, like, say your opinion, have fun with it. You know, keep it clean. Do not harass. Like, that's it. Like, that's our motto right there.
Right. Yeah. Just like, if there's like a lie, you fact check it, you call it out.
And that's it. You don't need to
recap episodes, recap every scene like we do.
Yeah. You don't need to sit there and constantly harass day, you know, second. Like, that's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. So that's our truth. That's literally the truth.
All about the truth, Roxanne. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you guys so much for listening, for being supportive. And, you know, my kids are about to wake up. We are going to the park. And so thank you guys. Just
get some supporting. Fresh breath there.
Absolutely. All right.
You want to come to the cafe shop?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll come to your coffee shop.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
We love you.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.